It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The 4th of July weekend is nearly here. While many of us are making plans involving cookouts, beaches, and fireworks, some New Yorkers are getting ready to spend their weekend in a very different way. Violence interrupters who work to try to stop crime before it happens, bringing a public health approach to street violence. And while the 4th of July weekend is often a time of higher crime in New York City, many are already making plans for how best to make sure they're on the scene to help calm things down when tempers flare. Dr. Jason Rodriguez directs programs at the Queens Cure Violence Group, the King of Kings Foundation. Jason, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. How do you do the work that you do? How do you plan to approach it this holiday weekend?
We'll be out there this weekend. Our team will be dispersed throughout the community. We'll make pit stops and we'll set up our weekend detail. So our weekend detail will entail what we will do Friday, what we will do Saturday, the things we're going to approach on Monday, how we will approach certain situations. And we'll sit down and have a little plan for our team to be able to be at the right place at the right time and just show our presence. Because usually when we're present, a lot of things do not happen. We'll be in cookouts, we'll be in the community. Wherever there's having a cookout or something where the community will be engaging, our team will be there. So what we do is we know our target areas and most of the areas they're hot. Thank God this year has been great so far because the statistics are showing it. Last year at this time, there was 28 shootings that were admitted to Jamaica Hospital. This year, we're down to 9. And that also our presence plays a part.
Dr. Rodriguez, give me an idea of the kind of conversation you would have with those in the community when you're trying to prevent the violence, like leading up to this weekend.
Well, first, what we do is we distribute out our pub ad. When we distribute out our pub ad, we explain to the people in the community that we're an anti-gun violence organization, and we try to share our purpose. And then we begin engagement and conversation. And then we usually ask them questions like, what would they like to see better? What we feel that we should do better to better service the community.
So what is it about July 4th that makes it so often one of the most violent weekends of the year?
I think it's a psychological thing maybe with some people. Maybe some people in the streets feel because there's fireworks going on and a lot of people indulging in, you know, alcoholic beverages and other substances. So sometimes that really takes the toll. It's not really that they intend to be violent. Sometimes when people are under the influence or substance abuse, sometimes it makes them make rash decisions. They don't think, they just react. They become reactionary, they react. Then there's a consequence in what's at stake.
But what happens in the event of a shooting? What does your organization do?
Well, what the organization do, when there's a shooting and let's say in our catchment or even outside of our catchment, we tend to wait and check the temperature of the community first because we have to gather information before we decide to do a shooting response. The shooting response usually takes within 72 hours after a shooting, but sometimes it can take 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days based on the temperature of the community.
As you're gathering information, do you tend to target those who might retaliate, those who might say, you know what, I'm going to get so-and-so, I'm going to get back at them?
That's usually what I've learned. Most of the people that say they want to do something or they want to retaliate, sometimes they want to be talked down. So that's our job, to be in front of it, in front of the bullet and behind the bullet. So when we're in front of it, that's what we're trying to calm down the situation and the families and the parties involved. Maybe we'll take them away. Sometimes we'll take them to certain places, take them away from the area of where it happened, cool them down, and then, you know, and they share with us. And sometimes we know some of the people in the community. So they would share information with us so that we can target the people and approach the right parties and begin mediating.
What's your prediction for how this weekend will go? And are you seeing any signs of trouble or the opposite as you approach the weekend?
Right now, it seems the community, everything has been fine. It's actually been really, really well. Everybody's actually trying to enjoy themselves. It's not like last year when the pandemic was still fresh. This year, people are more active. And right now, I think people really want the peace.
You know, Jason, the mayor has been in office now for approximately 5-6 months, and he has been talking about escalating violence in the city with guns and so forth. What are you seeing from your take across the city? Is it a more violent city?
Violence has always been here. You know, when we look at it, you know, they're just they advertise it more on the news than other times, if you ask me, because there's really, there's no such thing as black on black crime, white on white crime, Latino on Latino crime. It's really proximity crime. But if you give someone another choice, you got to remember desire feeds the will. So if we give them choices and give them more resources and let them execute the talent that they already have, I don't think you'll see what we're seeing now.
Dr. Jason Rodriguez is with King of Kings Foundation, a cure of violence group. Dr. Jason Rodriguez, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.